Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Melanie Wilkinson from UNICEF South Africa. She is a water sanitation and hygiene specialist. And we're chatting today about the impact of the climate crisis on children. Melanie, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
So Melanie, we're having a exceptionally strange and extended winter, and we had Arctic wind. And I must be honest with you, never in my lifetime, somebody told me 10 years ago we'd have Arctic winds in Johannesburg during the end part of winter. I would have called them absolutely crazy. And then of course we saw in North America and in the north of the USA and in Canada, record reaching temperatures. We definitely are in the midst of a climate crisis. What is the impact that this is having on our children? They obviously don't know the weather patterns like we know them, but is there a direct impact that can be measured?
I think it's clear that the climate crisis is a child rights crisis. And UNICEF has just launched a report that looks at children's climate risks in an index. And the report actually measures the vulnerability and exposure of children to climate and environmental hazards, and some of them that you've mentioned, you know, but from cyclones to air pollution, water pollution, and also then water scarcity and flooding, and it ranks the countries in a ranking scale for vulnerability and exposure. And South Africa ranked actually 72 among nations in terms of climate risk.
Is that good or is that bad if you look at the if you look at it on a greater scheme of things?
So I think any climate risk to children is a concern. Climate impacts on children in a range of ways, and particularly in South Africa, we're seeing climate change impacts through water scarcity and through soil and water pollution particularly. Without the impacts being reflected in more frequent and longer droughts or, more frequent and severe floods, for example, this is actually impacting our children directly. And impacting them through nutrition, through, the water services, and also then through, their access to other services such as health.
So we've seen over the years that from a service perspective, the youth and the children themselves have been particularly affected, especially in rural school environments with the old pit toilet system still being in place. We now have this compounding of there being the risk of drought and there not being sufficient water, especially in rural areas, for people to be able to collect for their own personal needs. Do you think enough is being done in South Africa to address this critical and essential need of use and access to water?
So UNICEF is working with various partners to address specifically the WASH needs and particularly WASH needs for children, and looking at infrastructure that is climate resilient. So I think across the board in the country, apart from gaps in our water services, we also need to start focusing continue to focus on climate resilient infrastructure going forward. And this thing can minimize the impacts of climate events on our children in schools and at home.
Melanie, thank you for joining us this afternoon. It's an extremely important topic, and we're going to be guiding our listeners in respect of reading this report, because I think it's essential that people understand that we don't just have risks associated with service, but we also have risks associated with climate. And where will they be able to access this report, Melanie?
It is on the UNICEF website, so they will be able to access it from our website.